Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Have a spectacular weekend. San Diego Padres are in town, and instead of Los Padres for today's bonus code, how about Pescados, the fish? Two familiar faces on the mound last night, Jared Cozart for one, and Brad Hand in relief. For the Friday Rewind, let's turn it to our familiar friend, Mr. Glenn Geffner.
Well, at this point in the season, as we prepare to flip the calendar to September, every game is critical for the Marlins as they try to run down their first trip to the postseason since 2003. And tonight they storm from behind for a thrilling victory. They get one in the seventh, three in the eighth, and they walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. They beat the Padres 7-6, overcoming a 6-2 deficit to get a critical win here at Marlins Park. There were so many who contributed in the comeback for the Marlins tonight, but the man who got the big hit that won it, Chris Johnson, and he's standing by downstairs with Kyle Seeloff.
Already Geff down here with tonight's hero, Chris Johnson. And Chris, you sealed the deal, but something we've seen all year long, man, the resiliency of this ball club. What a win for the ball club tonight.
Like I said, I just got the hit at the end, you know, when guys were on base. It's the bats that before that, with guys just battling, getting on base, that big inning we had where we scored three runs and big hits with two outs. You know, we didn't quit, and we're not going to, and that's the kind of ball club we are.
Take us through the at-bat there in the ninth inning.
Oh, man, I'm trying to stay the other way. I'm trying to stay on the ball. You know, I've been pulling off a lot, hitting some balls off the end of the bat. So I wanted to keep my head down, and I wanted to stay and drive the ball, you know, the other way or up the middle. So I was able to get enough of it, with them playing a little more shallow because of, having to throw a guy off the plate.
What's so special about the 25 guys in that clubhouse? Because just when everybody tries to count you out after you lose three in a row, you come back and you win a big one. Whatever point in the season that may have been, you guys always find a way to fight back. Now it's the end of August, and you put yourself in a great position come September.
We're fighting together. You know, every guy on this team is rooting for one another. I've never been on a team like it. It doesn't matter who's up, doesn't matter who's pitching, doesn't matter who's on defense. We're all fighting together, and I think that's the reason why we're playing good baseball.
It's a heck of an at-bat there at the end. Chris, go celebrate with the guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's go back upstairs. Geff?
All right, thank you, Kyle Seeloff. Thank you, Chris Johnson. It's a big win for the Marlins. 7-6. Now, time to remind you how they pulled this one out. David Phelps and Jared Cozart were the starters tonight. Cozart, the former Marlin. Phelps pitched a perfect top of the first inning. In the bottom of the first, Cozart got off to a quick start. He got Realmuto and Prado on ground balls, but with two outs, he walked Christian Yelich, and Marcell Ozuna stepped in looking to give Miami an early lead.
The 3-2 pitch, and Ozuna cracks the ball in the air to right, backing up on it. The right fielder can't track it properly. It's off the base of the wall. Yelich is around third. He'll come on to score. The ball gets loose on the infield, but Ozuna will hold with an RBI double to right, and the Marlins have a 1-0 first inning lead.
David Phelps was rolling early. He had struck out five in the first three innings. And in the bottom of the third, Miami had a chance to extend the lead. JT Realmuto led off with a ground ball to second. The second baseman, Ryan Schimpf, lost the handle on the exchange. Realmuto safe at first base. He went to third on a Martin Prado base hit. So Marlins were at first and third with nobody out for Christian Yelich. 1-1 to Yelich. It's a bouncing ball right side to his left. Schimpf, he's got it, throws to first. Yelich is out, but in from third base, Realmuto. Marlins score an unearned run to go up 2-0 here in the third. But in the top of the fourth, things fell apart for David Phelps and the Marlins. It began with a Yonhervis Solarte double down the right field line. With Solarte at second, nobody out. Alex Dickerson had a ground ball to the shortstop, Adani Echevarria. Solarte broke for third base, and Etch threw him out 6-5 for the first out in that fourth inning. So man on with one out. Then Ryan Schimpf walked, so he had two on with one out. Christian Bethencourt struck out for the second out, but Phelps couldn't put the inning away. He hit Patrick Kivlahan with a pitch. That loaded the base for the Padres and brought up the number eight hitter, shortstop Luis Sardinas. There's a drive deep right center field. Francourt racing back onto the track. It bounces off the wall. That is going to clear the bases. It's a double for Luis Sardinas. And just like that, the Padres are out in front 3-2. And Phelps had a chance to get out of the inning with Jared Cozart coming up, but the Marlins made a defensive blunder. The 0-2 to Cozart. There's a little tapper right side. Scruggs has it. He'll flip to the pitcher covering. Phelps drops it. Coming around third, trying to score Sardinas, and he's in there. He beats the play at the plate. Phelps slowed up. He thought Scruggs was going to take it himself. Then at the last minute, he realized the flip was coming, and he couldn't control it. That's a botched play with the pitcher up and two outs. Padres lead 4-2. And that was it for David Phelps. Phelps, who had allowed a total of four runs in his first four starts for the Marlins, done after 3 2/3, two hits, four runs, three earned. He walked three, struck out six, done after 72 pitches, 45 strikes. Hunter Cervenka came on to face lefty Travis Jankowski, allowed a base hit. He was out of the ballgame. Nick Whitgren came on then to face Will Myers. He caught him looking at strike three to finally get Miami out of that fourth inning. But the Padres had sent nine men to the plate. They'd scored four runs, and they'd opened up a 4-2 lead. Whitgren stayed out there for the fifth inning, and with two outs and nobody on, he went after the rookie second baseman, Ryan Schimpf.
Here's a high fly ball, right center. This is going to be long gone, upper deck. Way up to right center, just to the right of the scoreboard, the video board. And that's a long home run for Schimpf.
That's his 15th of the season, and it was 5-2 Padres. Mike Dunn out there for this sixth inning. It would get worse. One out, nobody on. Sardinius came through again.
The pitch, and that's lifted high into the air to left. Going back, Yelich at the bullpen, looking up, and it's gone. A solo home run now for Sardinius. This one off Mike Dunn. And the San Diego Padres, pouring it on, now have a 6-2 lead here at Marlins Park in inning number six.
6-2 is the score, and Jared Kozart left the ballgame. He worked five tonight, five hits, two runs, one earned, walked two, struck out three. Through 82 pitches, 55 strikes, and he had to feel pretty good leaving this ball game. It looked as though he'd return to Marlins Park and pick up a victory against the team that traded him away on July 29th. When Cozart left the game at 6-2, I made the point that if you're looking for a silver lining here tonight, it is that the Marlins are no longer facing the Kansas City bullpen. You know how good the Royals bullpen has been this year, best in baseball. This Padres bullpen, number 25 in the major leagues, and the Padres bullpen sprung a leak here tonight. After Kevin Quackenbush pitched a scoreless sixth inning, they then turned to Jose Dominguez in the seventh. Dominguez got the first out, Chris Johnson, but then he allowed a double to JT Realmuto. After Martin Prado struck out, Christian Yelich walked, and the Marlins, down 6-2, brought Marcelo Ozuna to the plate, trying to creep a little bit closer. Pitch on the way, and Ozuna rips one under the first baseman, Myers into right field. JT's around to score. Yelich to third. A bobble out in right field, and that's going to enable Ozuna to take second base. So it's a 6-3 game, and the Marlins get the tying man to the plate in the seventh. That tying man was lefty hitting D. Gordon, so the Padres brought lefty Brad Hand into this ball game, and on a borderline pitch at best, Gordon was rung up by home plate umpire Clint Fagan. So the Marlins stranded two big men in the seventh. They got to run back. They were down 6-3 as he went to the eighth. Meanwhile, the Marlins bullpen did a real nice job. Dustin McGowan with two scoreless innings, giving Miami a chance to rally. Hand stayed out there for the eighth inning, allowed a leadoff hit to Jeff Francoeur, who went 3-for-4 with three singles and a walk in his first Marlins start. Robert Andino then came to the plate. He singled, putting Marlins at first and second with nobody out in the eighth inning. Miguel Rojas is a pinch hitter. Hit a ground ball right along the third base line. It was called a fair ball. The third baseman, Solarte, fielded it, stepped on third to force Francoeur, threw down to second base where Andino was called out. But when the Marlins challenged that the second baseman actually didn't have control of the baseball, he was juggling it all the way. Marlins won that challenge, so they had first and second at that point with one out in the eighth inning. But Chris Johnson struck out against Hand for the second out. JT Realmuto walked, though, to extend the inning. And so the Marlins had the bases loaded with Martin Prado coming up, who leads the league in hitting against lefties this year. They brought their closer in the eighth inning, Brandon Maurer, hoping to get a four-out save out of Maurer. He came out with the bases loaded, two outs in the eighth to face Martin Prado. 1-2 again to Prado. Swinging a line drive left center field, sinking quickly. Down for a base hit. One run is in. Two runs are in. They're going to hold the runner Realmuto at third base. Prado with a big fist pump. A two-run single in the eighth, and it's a one-run game, 6-5. It was not a one-run game for long, with still two men on, Christian Yelich. 1-2 to Yelich. Swinging a line drive, right center field. We've got a tie game. Down for a base hit. Prado on his way to third base. Yelich delivers. 6-6 in the eighth. Then Marcelo Ozuna rocketed a ball out toward left center field, but Travis Jankowski was able to run it down and end the inning, sending this one to the ninth. All even at 6 aside. The Marlins sent 8 to the plate in the eighth inning. They scored 3 runs on 4 hits. The two big ones, a two-run single by Martin Prado, and then the game-tying base hit off the bat of Christian Yelich. Both of those hits coming with two outs. The Yelich hit coming with two strikes. And after trailing 6-2, Marlins evened the score. The former Padre, Fernando Rodney, came on to pitch the top of the ninth in a tie game. The Marlins closer struck out a couple and setting down the side 1-2-3. So we went to the bottom of the ninth. Marlins had a chance to walk it off against Brandon Maurer. He got the first man, D. Gordon, on a fly ball to right. But then Jeff Francoeur with an infield hit. Francoeur finishes the night 3-for-4 tonight. With Ichiro pinch hitting, Francoeur was wild pitched down to second base. So first base was open at that point. It wasn't an intentional walk, but Ichiro ultimately walked, putting men at first and second with one out. Marlins had the winning run in scoring position when Miguel Rojas took a called third strike on a 3-2 pitch for the second out of the ninth inning. So that set the stage. A 6-6 game, two outs, bottom of the ninth. The Marlins had Jeff Francoeur at second. They had Ichiro at first for Chris Johnson.
The pitch. Johnson swings, hits a high fly ball to right center. They go back, trying to chase it down on the track. They can't get it. It's off the glove of the center fielder, and Chris Johnson has delivered. The Marlins walk it off, and a 7-6 win over the San Diego Padres.
For the Marlins, their third walk-off win of the season, one of the most dramatic wins of the year, one of the most important wins of the year. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 13 hits, 1 error, 12 men left. For the Padres tonight, 6 runs, 6 hits. They made a pair of errors and stranded 7. Fernando Rodney, the winner against his former team, 2-3. Brandon Maurer, the blown save in the loss, he's 0-4. Time of the game, 3 hours, 52 minutes for a 9-inning game. Crowd of 17,775 goes home happy. Marlins with the win now have taken 5 of their last 7. They improved to 67-61 on the year, now 33-30 at Marlins Park. Talked about the difference between the Royals' bullpen and the Padres' bullpen, and our own Boomer Dangle pointed this out on Twitter. The Kansas City bullpen came into the series on an absolute roll and left this most recent three-game set, having thrown 9 2/3 scoreless innings against the Marlins the last three nights, running their season streak to 38 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. The Padres' bullpen tonight, how about 3 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks allowed. It was, again, not the Royals' bullpen. It was a Padres' bullpen that has really struggled this year, 25th out of 30 in Major League Baseball, and that Padres' bullpen had a very rough night here tonight. How about for the Marlins? They had been 1-for-10 with men in scoring position. They had been 4-for-36 with men in scoring position on the homestand up until the Prado 2-run single in the 8th inning. Then Christian Yelich followed with a big RBI single of his own, and the Chris Johnson game-winning walk-off double made the Marlins 3-for-their-last-5 with men in scoring position tonight after they'd been in a 4-for-36 slide. They got the hits they needed tonight. Many different contributors as the Marlins win this ball game 7-6.
No decision for David Phelps, but his ERA still stands a stout 2.52 on the season. After the win, Phelps weighed the magnitude of the ball game.
Yeah, it's the biggest win of the year for us. The timing of it, you know, what it was looking like, you know, everyone in front of us won tonight. You know, hopefully we get hot.
Now that was the type of baseball game that makes you smile, high-five, and celebrate a big Marlins win. The newest fish, Jeff Francoeur, already has his family rejoicing after the Marlins' victories.
I was just telling my wife that, you know, I was talking to her, and I said, you know, it's a lot of fun, man, you know, just to see the comeback, to come in here and see the party after the game, you know, it was a great night, you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
Hopefully the team can keep it going. They play the Padres again tonight at 7:10. Buy a ticket. Come see the action under the roof at Marlins Park as the Fish fight for a playoff spot. Marlins Radio Network starts its broadcast at 6:40. Kyle Seeloff tees us up with Marlins on Deck presented by Geico. Then Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the live play-by-play on Saturday night from Little Havana. You can listen on 940 Winds in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.